the email came out, and I looked at the pictures, and I said, you know, I cannot say no to these horses. I have 7 acres. I have room. I can take in a horse. The horse did nothing wrong.
The horse was Indy, short for Independence, since he'd been born on the 4th of July. The email was from Triple R Horse Rescue to Lynn O'Connor.
He was skin and bones, very skittish. He wouldn't lower his head to the ground. We said that we didn't know if he knew how to graze anymore. His hip bones and his backbone were just standing out, ribs everywhere, and he was in terrible shape.
But within 2 weeks, says O'Connor, even the color of Indy's coat had changed as he started getting enough to eat, and his personality took a turn for the better, too. The email had come from Linda Kleindienst, one of Triple R's founders. The group started about 3 years ago, she says, and now has nonprofit status.
It started because a group of people realized that there was really no equine-only rescue in the Tallahassee area, that there was a lot of rescue opportunities for dogs and cats, but for horses, for big animals, that was another story, although a lot of individuals do rescue on their own.
Triple R takes in horses from 6 counties and places them in foster homes. The group also helps people who want to keep their horses but can't afford to feed them. Triple R needs donations and foster families, says Kleindienst, but above all, it needs people who can't tolerate cruelty.
If we have people who can even just help us take a look at horses that we've gotten calls about, you know, just to drive by and report in and let us know, and even people who are just, you know, don't want to get involved with the organization, but see something that they think is a little odd, they can, you know, we would appreciate if they would contact us or contact their local animal control.
Meanwhile, for Indy, still recovering at Lynn O'Connor's, it's a new life.
He's great. He loves people. He's, you know, very friendly. He's just doing wonderful. I don't know. He's so handsome. He stands up and he's proud and he's doing really, really great. So hopefully we'll find him a forever home pretty soon.
Sunday, February 12th will be the first major fundraiser by Triple R Horse Rescue. Have a Heart for Horses runs at the Bradfordville Blues Club from 4 to 9 in the evening with music by Tom and the Cats, food by Real Paella, a cash bar, and a silent auction. Tickets have to be purchased in advance. For more info, you can go to TripleRHorsesRescue.org. For WFSU-FM, I'm Tom Flanagan.